This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it's a look back on the Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup in Calgary, won by Team BC. Several WHL prospects shining at the event. We'll have more in minutes. The Edmonton Oil Kings will be well represented at the upcoming Subway Super Series games in Vancouver and Victoria. Oil Kings captain Griffin Reinhardt is among seven to make the team. He'll be our guest. And Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Justin Fazer, stops by after his big week for the Tri-City Americans. While Griffin Reinhardt is expected to be one of the anchors for Team WHL next week against the Russians, I caught up with the New York Islanders' first-round selection.
Griffin, getting set here for the Subway Super Series. You'll join six of your teammates as well for that one, but a chance here to take on the Russians, who look pretty good this year.
Yeah, I saw a bit of their game last night against the Quebec League, and they played really well. They've got a lot of speed up front. They've got size this year, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
What about your expectations? This is a great leapfrog to the World Junior program, and to make an impression here with the games in Vancouver and Victoria could go a long way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, the WHL wants to win, but at the same time, you're trying to show off your own talent and play and show the scouts that you're ready to play at that level and try to get a spot for the World Junior team.
Have to think you're ready for that Team Canada sweater for World Juniors this Christmas holiday.
Yeah, hopefully. And I mean, there's a lot of good players out there, so it's going to be tough for the scouts to get a good view of who's going to be there and who's not. So everybody's got to work their hardest.
How about you and your teammates? Seven of you will represent by far and away the most across the WHL. That's just a nice feather in the cap, I think, for the Oil Kings.
Yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. I know a lot of the guys are proud of everyone in the room. For making the team, and I don't know what the record is for how many players from each team, but it's definitely a good accomplishment for us.
Griffin, talk about the start for the Oil Kings. There was a lot of expectations on this team because you return a lot of players from the championship run of last season, but with that said, it's a pretty good league, and there's some good teams out there.
Yeah, it's a really good league. I think we got off to a little bit of a slow start. I think we've got a lot better to come, and we're starting to play that more way and starting to find our ways of last year a little bit more, and it'll come over time, and I think we're in the right direction right now.
Griffin, you're one of a handful of players that would take off once the NHL lockout is settled to go down to camp, and it sounds like there's some progress here anyways in the last few days. How close are you paying attention to what's going on?
Not really. I don't really understand everything that's going on. All those little keywords that they have with escrow and all that kind of stuff, I'm not really that familiar with. But if it starts, then obviously I'll switch my focus to try to make the Islanders. And until then, right now, my main focus is with the Oil Kings. And until there's a season, that's what it's going to be.
The WHL believes that success off the ice is just as important as success on the ice. Each season, the WHL awards close to 300 scholarships to graduate players, a total of 4,300 scholarships since 1993. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison.
We believe our scholarship program is the most comprehensive available in North America. Not only do we take care of the players' education through high school and preparing them for post-secondary education, but we offer the flexibility of the scholarship program that allows the players to determine whether they want to pursue university or trade school or any form of post-secondary institution, which we fully support through the WHL scholarship program.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former WHL scoring champion from the Calgary Hitmen, Brandon Cosin.
You got to understand that it's the best league if you want to go pro. And on the other hand, the education program is so good that if it doesn't work out, then you still have that education as well.
Portland Winterhawks forward and St. Louis Blues NHL draft pick, Ty Ratty.
I chose Western Hockey because it was the closest to an NHL schedule. I think you have a game 3-4 times a week, practice every day, so it's the closest to the NHL, and so far throughout my career, it's felt like a pro league.
The WHL, it's your time.
Well, congratulations to Team BC capturing the Under-16 Western Canada Challenge Cup in Calgary over the weekend. Team BC went undefeated at the tournament, beating the defending champs from Alberta 9-3 in the championship game. In that gold medal game, Prince George Cougars top prospect Jansen Harkins had a first period hat trick and then added another goal later to lead the way.
Our whole team played well throughout the whole tournament, and I finally got my share and put it in today, which is a really important game, and I'm happy I could do so for my team and the boys, and just to get this victory was awesome.
Matthew Barzell, the first overall selection in last May's Bantam draft by the Seattle Thunderbirds, also starring on the BC squad.
We knew if we didn't play 60 minutes, those guys would have been holding gold medals. So we came out, we played 60 minutes, and I think we came together as a team.
And his experience at the event?
Obviously one of the best experiences I've ever had as a hockey player. One of the, this is probably feels the best to win. So, especially beating those guys coming in, two-time champs. So, BC's got the title now.
Barzell was named a tournament All-Star. Others to make the All-Star team included Alberta forward Nick Merkley, a Kelowna Rockets draft pick, Alberta's Braylon Schmurr, a Brandon Wheat Kings prospect, Saskatchewan defenseman Ethan Bear, a Seattle Thunderbirds choice, BC defenseman Chaz Redikop, a draft choice of the Victoria Royals, and Alberta goaltender Zachary Sotchenko, a Moose Jaw Warriors draft pick. And watch for these future WHL stars coming to a rink near you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tri-City Americans captain Justin Fazer is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week after collecting 8 points in 3 American wins. Craig West has more from Kennewick.
Justin, congratulations on being the Denny's WHL Player of the Week.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, for yourself, it was quite the weekend. 5 goals, and you get your 5th hat trick. You got one. Your first ever was back in Regina, but it's hard to believe 5 seasons have gone by.
Yeah, it's gone a lot faster than I would ever think, but I can't really complain about the last 5 years. Probably the best 5 years of my life so far, and I can't take anything away from that.
For yourself, you get named captain during the offseason, but it had to be extra special, your final game ever during the regular season against the Red Deer Rebels last weekend. All 3 games, your number one star, but that one had to be a little bit more special.
Yeah, it's always good to play against your hometown team. You always idolize the teams growing up, and, the all-star players that have played in Red Deer, they're always your favorite players, and it's kind of surreal, but just always good, especially when you come out on top of the win.
Did you have any favorite when you were growing up that was a Rebel?
I was a big Justin Mapletoff fan, and Martin Erath. Those two kind of come to mind pretty quick.
Let's talk a little bit, too. You got a lot of congratulations on the tweets. Brendan Shinneman was one, your brother. You got seemed like from everybody with the congratulations.
Yeah, it's always nice, especially from, Shinny following the team. I know he keeps track pretty closely of how we're doing. And, my brother, we kind of keep in touch pretty closely. And it's always good to get feedback, especially, coming from your younger brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And a big thanks to Westy for his help in this week's show. Next week, a recap of the WHL leg from the Subway Super Series. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.